किरावनाचारी जय हरि यमुना किरावन Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare, Hare. Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
October 20th of 2011, the appearance, Bahulastami, the appearance of Radha Kunda. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. So I'd like to welcome all the devotees to the appearance day of Radha Kunda. Raghunath Das Goswami says in his Dasakam, he says there, Bhaktya yasirasana tena satatam prayan shivada pyabhut Radha kunda manimata taiva murajita proda prasadam adadat Prayan stavya mano bhavad ka iatam govardhanang anasrayet. Who will not take shelter of that Govardhan hill? Wherein Radha kunda and Shama kunda are there. Bhaktya yasirasana tena, the devotee who takes the water of Shamakund on his head, Prayan Shivada Pyabhut, becomes dearer to the Lord than Lord Shiva. Radha Kunda Manimata Taiva Murajita Proda Prasadama Dadat. One who takes the water of Radha Kunda on his head attains the complete mercy of the Lord. Prayan Stavi Mano Bhavad Kayatam. Very quickly they become a very dear associate of the Lord. Govardhananganasraya, who will not take shelter of Govardhan Hill, Raghunath Das says. So, in 1996, when I attended this Bahulastami festival at night, then Mahanidhi Maharaj was there in the Gopal Mandir, and Parvat Maharaj, our Vaishnava, previously he was Lokasaranga Maharaj, He became Parvat Maharaj. He has a big beard. Everybody calls him Dari. Dari Maharaj, you know. Because Dari means beard, you know. So he has a big beard. So him and Mandiri Maharaj told me at that time, they asked some old Radhakund Vasis about this Bahulashtami festival. And it said therein, 25 or 35 years ago, it was not a big deal at that time. It became popular later on. Now it's like, you know, a big jam. 2,000, 3,000 people, all Vrijavasis. And they come there and they put one pumpkin, green pumpkin, this big, and they throw it in the kundam. The idea of it is, Radharani, we're giving you one pumpkin, and my wife wants one pumpkin here. You know? So basically it's a karmakandic thing. So then Mahanidhi Maharaj asked Prabhupada's godbrother, who left his body in 1999 in October, Bhakti Pramod Puri Maharaj, to bathe or not to bathe? That is the question. He said, my Gurudev, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he didn't bathe. As far as I know, your Guru Maharaj, Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, he didn't bathe. What makes you think you can? So then Mahanidhi Maharaj asked him, what's the understanding? What's the Bhava Anuvad? What is the understanding of that? My Gurudev, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, thought that so many people come with so many mundane desires and they want Radharani and Radhakunda to fulfill them. And if she doesn't, for whatever reason, and the people lose faith in the kunda, that will not be good. Therefore, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, better to take 3 drops, put it on your head, and don't ask so much. So that is a good point. Satsvarup Maharaj mentioned in this connection, when somebody asked him to bathe or not to bathe, that is the question. He said, respect those who do and respect those who don't. Now in 1976, Radha Damodar Party, we asked our leaders, can we bathe in Radhakunda? Sure, we were told. The year before, in 1975, Bhagavan Das had asked Prabhupada if he could bathe in Radhakunda, and Prabhupada gave his permission. What's good for our godbrother is good for us. Go ahead. So, lousy Americans as we were, as we are, we jumped in from one end of Radhakunda and kicking and splashing, you know, like an Olympic swimming pool, from one end to the other. And when Prabhupada heard about it, he was angry and said, oh, they did not swim in Radhakunda. They swam in Narakunda, the kunda of hell. So everybody, woo! So everybody was afraid. So since then, most of the time, people are scared. There is a respectful way. Guru Kripa told me that in 1971, when they had a Pandal program in Delhi, that after that Pandal program was over, then Prabhupada took them, him and I think Shamsundar also, to Radhakunda and they bathed with Prabhupada's permission. So he did tell me that we personally bathed in front of Prabhupada's. So there's a way to do it. The way they do it, for those who want to do it, there are different ways. My godbrother, Rajashekhar, has presented in his book, this book here, Radhakunda, this one here, which is basically a color guidebook to Radhakunda. And in it, it shows one picture of some Baba, somebody bathing with Radhakunda with a bucket and a lota. The idea of it is they do not want to put their feet in the kunda. So many times when you're doing Govardhan Parikrama, the pilgrims' feet are very sore. So I've seen so many pilgrims, non-devotee pilgrims, walking around Govardhan Hill, and they'll put their feet in Radhakunda to soothe them from their pain. Let Radharani serve them. That's their idea. So similarly, in the kunda, you should never use soap like that. You can use mud to clean yourself if you need to. They usually, the tradition is, they bathe in Shyamakunda, then they bathe in Radhakunda, and then again they bathe in Shyamakunda. Some people do it the other way around. Some people bathe in Radhakunda first, then go across the divide and bathe in Shyamakunda, then bathe in Radhakunda. And they're very careful to put their knees in first. They don't put their feet in the kunda. They try to be very, very respectful, because the kunda is non-different from Srimati Radharani herself. So, other people, 3 drops in the head is the same as bathing. So the same thing with Jamuna Ji, like that. I asked Gopi Puranadana once in Russia, that in Brihad Bhagavatamritam, it is mentioned, that if you bathe 100 times in the Ganga, you get the same benefit as bathing once in Yamuna. How is that? And he told me, Ganga's waters moves very fast, so you cannot see the pollution. It is not so apparent. Whereas the Yamuna's river is very placid, very simple, and especially from Delhi, or slightly before Delhi, heavily polluted. So, seeing the pollution, I have one godbrother who goes, how could you bathe in that? Because he's a Bombay man. How can you bathe in that? So, we're not asking you to bathe near the nullas, near the garbage ditch coming from the cities, untreated municipal waste that flows into the Yamuna. However, and mostly, as Dina Bandhu says, Haryana and Delhi take all the water and leave us with nothing but the stool. So Yamuna is not so clean. But nevertheless, when you chant Rupa Goswami's Yamunastakam, Vallabhacharya's Yamunastakam, which is readily available, and there are more others also. Hithari Sharana's got one. Others. Some of them are tongue twisters. Very difficult to chant in Sanskrit. Very interesting meters. So, if your mind is happy by the mahima, the glories of Radha, of Yamuna, written long, long ago, hundreds of years ago, when nobody would dare defile our mother, Yamuna. Nobody would dare pollute it. Nowadays, with the advent of potted water and like that, then the rivers are just garbage dumps to dump things in. In Dhanivartan Kund and Govardhan also was a garbage dump. They cleaned it. They cleaned it. Maybe it's gone back to its old ways. I think the government is going to have to become like Singapore. That if you throw a piece of paper, you pay 100 Singapore dollars. You know, so when it hits their pocket, then maybe the Indians will start changing over their ability to throw garbage here and there. But until the government makes it pay, make offenders, polluters pay, then expect the same treatment. So I'd like to read a little bit about the Radhakund Prakat story from the end of Bhagavatam. This is Canto 10, Chapter 36, verse number 16. Aristeya nihetaya daitye krishne adabhuta karmana kamsya yatiha bhagavan narado devadarshana. After Aristasura had been killed by Krishna, who acts wonderfully, Narad Muni went to speak to King Kamsa. That powerful sage of godly vision addressed the king as follows. Now, this is the end of Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan. Narada Muni wanted to push it. So therefore, he went to Kamsa to spill the beans that Nandalal is your enemy, who is destined to kill you. So he wanted to push this. One paragraph down, it mentions, from the Puranas, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has quoted 20 verses describing a joking conversation between Radha and Krishna took place after Krishna had killed the demon Aristasura. This conversation, so nicely quoted by the Acharya, describes the origin of Radhakund and Shamakunda, Radha Krishna's bathing ponds. The verses are as follows. Masmam sprasadya avrishabardhanahanta mugada agora soroya mahikrishna tvadapyaham go avritro yatad vijayhastyati niskrita kin sudyat bhavam stribhuvanastira tirtha kritstrat. Quote, the innocent young gopi said, "Ah, Krishna, don't touch us now, O killer of a bull. Alas, even though Aristasura was a terrible demon, still he was a male cow. So you will have to undergo atonement, just as Lord Indra did after killing Vritrasura. But how can you purify yourself without going to the trouble of visiting every single holy place in the three worlds?" End quote. Kim parayatami bhuvanan adunaiva sarava aniyatirtha vitatai karavani taso snanam vilokayatatavaridam mukunda prochaiva yatatra kritavana bataparishni ghatam. Krishna replied, "Why should I have to wander throughout the entire universe? I will at once bring all the countless pilgrimage places here and take my bath in them. Just watch." With this, Lord Mukunda struck his heel on the ground. Patalato chalamidam kilabhogavatya ayatam atra nikila apitirata sangaihi agachateti bhagavan vajasadha etya tatrai viva rajurita krishnovacha gopi. Then he said, "This is the water of the Bhogavati river coming from the Patala region. And now, O holy places, all of you please come here." End quote. When the Supreme Lord had spoken these words, all the holy places went there and appeared before him. Krishna then addressed the gopis as follows. Atirthani pasyata harer vachasata vaibam naiva pratima idita atatirata varaya prochorakratanjaliputa lavanadir asmi kshira abdir asmi sunuta maradikikasmi. To see the holy places. But the gopis said, "Well, we don't see them as you describe." Then those best of holy places, joining their palms in supplication, spoke up. Quote, "I am the salt ocean. I am the ocean of milk. I am the Amara Dirgika. Sono pisindu ahamasmi bhavasmi tamra porni cha puskaramaham cha sarasvati cha agodavari ravisuta sarayo prayago Revasmi prasyata jalam kuruta pratitim. I am the river Sona. I am the river Sindhu. I am the river Tamarparni. I am the holy place Pushkar. I am the river Sarasvati. We are Godavari, Jamuna, Reva, and the confluence of the rivers at Prayag. Just see our waters. Asnatva tato harirati Prajagalba eva shuddha soro pyarakaravam stita sarvatirtam yusma biratma janusi hakrato nadharama kopikshitav atasakir nijagada radha. Quote, after purifying himself by bathing, Lord Hari became quite arrogant and said, "I have produced a pond containing all the various holy places, whereas you gopis must never have executed any religious duties on this earth for the pleasure of Lord Brahma." Then Srimati Radharani addressed her girlfriends as follows. Akareyam maya atimanoharakundamekam tasmat yatadvam iti tad vachanena thabihi Sri Krishna kunda tata paschima disyam disyamando agarato krato vrishabhadaitya karol valoki. Sri Radha said, I must create an even more beautiful pond, so go to work. Having heard these words, the gopis saw that Aristasura's hooves had dug a shallow ditch just west of Sri Krishna's pond. Tatra damrin madula gola tati pratisva hasto drata anatidura gata vidhaya adivyam sara prakatitam gatita dvayena At that nearby spot, all the gopis began digging up lumps of soft mud with their hands. In this way, a divine pond manifested in the short span of an hour. Krishna was astonished to see the lake they produced. Proche chatirata salili paripura yaitan matakundata sarisa sarasija Akshi Salibi Stvam Radha Tata Nananana Niti Jagama Yusmat Tvatakuntam Niram Urugovada Patakatam. He said, okay, go ahead, Lotus Eyed One. You and your companion should fill this pond with water from mine. Krishna said, he's very chatur, he's a very smart fellow. He figured it all out, you know. But Radha said, Nananana. No way. This is impossible. The water, your pond is contaminated by your terrible sin of killing a bull. Aritya punya salilama shata gopi kumbaihi asak arabudena saha manasa janavitai etat sarasva maduna paripura yami tainaiva kritta matulam tanavani loke. This shloka, when I read this shloka, see, we all know that in Vrindavan, all the girls follow whatever Radharani says. This is the proof. This shloka is the proof. She says, I'll have my countless gopi companions bring the pure water of the Manasi Ganga here in billions of pots. In this way, I'll fill this lake with my own water, make its renown unequaled in the entire world. Wow. And all the gopis were ready to do Radha's order. Yep. We're going to, 5 kilometers. Yep. We're going to be billions of pots stretching, you know, and each gopi is going to pass that pot all the way down and all the way back to fill the kund. So Krishna's thinking, poor girls, why these poor girls got to break their nose like this, you know, do all this hard work? It's got to be a way, you know, around it. So when I heard this, I thought, my God, the gopis are ready to bring water 5 kilometers away from Manasi Ganga for Radharani's order. Just see Radha's prabhava, her power. Just see the power of her order. Like that. It's pretty amazing stuff. But Krishna is so compassionate. He's thinking, why these poor girls got to break their nose, you know, and work so hard carrying water? It has to be an easier way. Krishna Krishnin Gitena Sahasaitya samasta tirata sakyastadiya saraso dutta divya murati tushtava matatra vishobanu sutam pranamya bhaktya kritanjali puta shavarashradhara. Lord Krishna then gestured to a heavenly personality who was an intimate associate of all the holy places. Suddenly, that person rose up out of Krishna's pond, bowed down to the daughter of Sri Vishobanu, Radharani. Then with palms joined and tears pouring from his eyes, he began to pray to her with devotion. Krishna's plan in action. Devi Twadiya Mahimanam Aveti Sarava Shastrata Vin Nachavidur Naharo Na Lakshmihi Kinteka Eva Purusharta Siromani Stvat Prasvena Marjana Param Swayameva Krishna. O Goddess, even Lord Brahma himself, the knower of all scriptures, cannot understand your glories, nor can Lord Shiva, nor Lakshmi Devi. See, Lord Shiva wrote his Radha Kripa Kataksha Stavaraj, which is in Urvam Naya Tantra, but it's pretty interesting here, that he says that even Lord Shiva can't understand. He understands a lot more than us. Anybody that wrote Radha Kripa Kataksha Stavaraj, the most famous prayers in Vrindavan, has to be better than us, you know. But still, it's interesting. Then maybe he does not know the full extent of her glories. He knows something more than us, that's for sure. Only Krishna, the supreme goal of all human endeavor, can understand them. Thus, he feels obliged to personally make sure that you can wash away your perspiration when you are fatigued. Yascharu yavakarasena bhavat padabjam arajanu puramoho nididhati nityam prapyatvadiya nayanam jatata prasadam swamanyate paramadanyatamam parasyan tasyagyayaiva sahasavayama jagama atata parishnighata kutakunda vareva pasama Tvamachayati prasida sikaro sikripa kataksham taryeva tarsya vidati palito bhavinna. He is always anointing your lotus feet with nectarian charu and yavaka, decorating them with ankle bells. He rejoices and feels most fortunate simply by satisfying the tips of the toes of your lotus feet. On his order, we have immediately come here to live in this most excellent pond, which he created by one stroke of his heel. But only if you now feel satisfied with us, bestow upon us your merciful glance, will the tree of our desire bear fruit. Krishna's plan is in action. Shrutva stutim nakila tirata ganasya tushta praha smataryam tarsham ai veda yateti radha yamatvadiya sarasim nafala bhavama ityeva no vara iti prakatam tadutu. Hearing this prayer spoken by the representative of the full assembly of lowly places, Sri Radha was pleased and said, so kindly tell me what you want. What is your desire? They then told her plainly, our lives would be successful if we would come to your pond. This is the benediction we want. Be careful what you ask. You may get it. Atagachet agachateti vishabhanu sutta smitasya provachakanta vadanabja dritakshikona sakyo pitatra kritatan mataya sukabdho magnavirejur akilas tirajang gamascha. Glancing at her beloved from the corners of her eyes, oh, you clever fellow. The daughter of Vishabhanu replied with a smile, please go. Her gopi companions all agreed with her decision, became immersed in the ocean of happiness. The beauty of all creatures, both immobile and stationary, was enhanced. Prapya prasada matate Vishabhanu jaya Sri Krishna kunda gada tiratavara prasaya Abhidavena bhitamadi vagata eva radha kundam vyadu svasalile paripurnameva. Thus gaining the grace of Srimati Radharani, the holy rivers and lakes in Sri Krishna Kunda forcibly broke through its boundary walls, swiftly filled Radha Kunda with their waters. Proche hari priyatame tavakundame tam madakunda topi mahimadarikam atus. Astuloke atreva me salila kelir ihaiva nityam snanam yata tamasitavad idam sarome. Lord Hari then said, my dear Radha, may this pond of yours become even more world renowned than mine. I'll always come here to bathe and to enjoy my water pastimes. This lake is as dear to me as you are. Radha bhavid ahama api svasakibi Sakibi Retya Snasmi Arasta Shata Mardanamastu Tasya Yavarishna Mardana Saras Urabhakti Ratra Snayat Vasan Mamasa Eva Mahapriyostu. Radha replied, I'll come to bathe in your pond as well, even though you may kill hundreds of Arista demons here. In the future, anyone who has intense devotion for this lake, which is on the spot where you chastise Aristasura, who bathes or resides here, is sure to become very dear to me. Ratsotsavam prakurute sman tatatra ratro krishnam buddha kritamaha rasaharsha varsha sri radhika pravada vidyura langrata sri trilokya madhyana madhyana vidati krita divya kirati. That night, Lord Krishna initiated a rasa dance at Radhakunda, generating a torrent of the greatest moods of amorous, of splendorous pleasure. Sri Krishna resembled a cloud, Srimati Radharani a brilliant flash of lightning, filling the sky with abundant beauty. In this way, their divine glory has permeated the expanse of three worlds. So, that's the end of that. Radhakunda is very deep. In Vrajarita Chintamani, chapter 3, where Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur glorifies Govardhan Hill, it says, Sri Radhika Krishna Sarovare Te Tita Prema Kunja Kila Yasya Netre Govardhana Bhati Sa Gopu Gopi Govardhana Madhava Madhuri Bhya. That it says there that the two lakes of Radha's lake and Krishna's lake, Tata Prema Kunja Kila Yasya Netre, are the two loving eyes of Govardhan. Govardhana Bhati Sa Gopa Gopi, Govardhana Madhava Madhuribhya. And it expands the sweetness of the beauty of the gopis and the coward men of Vrindavan. And Yanapani na palibirisha eva, yopaliya tat parivardam eva, prajatya jasram saimeva yatra, girindra varnananam eva kimsa. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, he lifted Govardhan Hill with his left hand, personally, and he did so to protect his associates. He personally performs pastimes there. Can anybody chant the glories of Govardhan Hill to the finish? Nope. But it's very interesting shloka that he quotes right after this, glorifying Radhakund and Shamakund. So it is considered to be the eyes of Govardhan. Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, when he came to Vrindavan in the year 1510, asked the residents, where is Radhakund and Shamakund? They could not find it. So he went to the village, which is known as Aristagrama, where Krishna had killed Aristasura. There, in some farmer's rice field, he found those two puddles of Radhakund and Shamakund. He took his bath there. They had become overgrown. Now, after Radhakund and Shamakund were discovered by Sriman Mahaprabhu again, then later on, Raghunath Das Goswami, of great intelligence, approached the Mughal emperor, Maharaj Akbar, which was quite favorable to Bhaktas, and asked for the deed of that whole area. So Akbar gave him as a donation Radhakund and Shamakund, probably the environments also, in Raghunath Das's name. Once it was in his name, then he could excavate it. But he was getting up there in years, so his nephew, Jiva Goswami, did it. All the hard work. And Maharaj Man Singh from Jaipur, he was the commander-in-chief of Akbar's army. So his cash was used to renovate Radhakund and Shamakunda. So, when they clean the water, once every few years, 10 years, 12 years, they pump out all the water from Radhakund. It happened a couple of years ago. And they throw all the water in Lalitkund, along with the turtles, etc., etc. And they pump it all out until it reaches down to the original Radhakund and Shamakund. Radhakund is kind of a square. It's called Kanchan Kunda. The gopis use their bangles, broken bangles, to clean out the soft mud in the shape of an hour. So it's called, the original kunda is called Kanchan Kunda, bangle. And like that. And so from that kunda, in the middle, there are jets of milk and other substances coming from below the earth. I was told that there are even some people that even at the time of cleaning the mud of Shamakunda and Radhakunda, they found so many far out things in there. They found deities, coins, all types of stuff in that mud when they're cleaning out all that black mud away. And in the jets from Radhakunda, there would be some milk coming from the milk ocean, Kheer Sagar. Some people even capture that milk in a jug or something, and it became nice yogurt. So it's there. The holy tirthas do take manifest in Radhakunda, and the waters are mixed, so it's there with Shamakunda as well. You can see it. You can see photos. Photos are available on the net. Photos are available of Kanchan Kunda and Shamakunda when they clean out the water. Mm. Then, after some time of leaving the kunda by itself, the water comes flowing up automatically. So that's basically what happens. In due course of time, the water, they don't need to pump the water back of Shamakunda and Radhakunda. The water itself will come back from the mud itself. It comes in. They don't pump it back in. Probably they catch the turtles. The Kachua, they probably catch them and put them back in. Or I don't know, either there is a canal from Lalita Kunda to Radhakunda. So maybe they find their way back. I don't know. We don't know what these turtles do. What kind of sinful activity do you got to do to take birth as a Radhakund turtle? I never figured it out, you know. Garuda Purana does mention different sinful activities done by human beings by which they take birth in different sinful bodies. What sinful activity do you got to do to take birth as a Radhakund turtle or a Shamakund turtle or a Yamuna turtle like that? Or a Yamuna dog, you know, on the bank of Yamuna, like that. Who knows, you know, like this. Prabhupada did say that the Goswami children are not following principles so strictly. So if they do licentious activities, they can take birth as monkeys in Vrindavan. However, one thing to note about the animals of Raja, this is their last birth. Upon giving up this body, they don't take birth again due to the contact of the dust of Raja. We don't have that guarantee. Therefore, although the animals of Vrindavan may be what they are, we can fold our hands and offer our respects to them because they're more exalted than probably we'll ever get. So that should be kept in mind about the animals of Vrindavan like that. And just yesterday I was with Dina Bandhu in Mansarovar, so sometimes fish are there. They come, they grow there. They grow there automatically. And like that. So the fish are there, cleaning the water of Radhakund, Shamakunda, and like that. Kachua, the turtles. Turtles are there in Govindakunda, like that. The Yamuna, like this. When you hear the glories that are written by the previous Acharya's words of Radhakund, Shamakund, of Yamuna, like that, then even though the water nowadays is far from exalted, if you bathe anyway, you get the mercy of that divine personality anyway. So our business as devotees is to hear from the Shastras. And we see through the Shastric Pramanams and not with the mundane senses. It doesn't mean that you're going to bathe next to the Nala. Now I discussed it with my Pandit godbrother Mukunda Dutta about this very point. To bathe or not to bathe. To bathe in Yamuna or not. he quoted from one book by Vallabhacharya. In that book, something Siddhanta Siromani is something, I forgot. I don't know if he remembers it. It was from the good old days when he was doing his master's degree in Washington University, and he was in charge of the library of the Southeast Asian literature. So he had a big access to a big research library. In that, he said there was a book written by Vallabhacharya. Krishna came to him on a Kadasi night in Gokul on the bank of the Jamuna, that just as unmentionable waters flowing into the Ganga attain the state of the Ganga, Gangatvam, so people of various previous births, conditions, taking Vaishnava initiation become Saduatvam, attain the state of sadhus. So, once the waters entered in, whatever it is, that's divine. Now, there was another funny story about it. Kumbh Mela was there. Years back, 2001, like that. So I was with His Holiness Jayadwaita Maharaj in Govardhan. And then in September, the BBC caught up with the Uttar Pradesh Environment Minister. And he said, what a travesty. The government is spending 20 crores of rupees on a Kumbh Mela, and the water by World Health Organization standards is D grade, which is only good for agricultural. B grade is bathing. Then, a couple months later, Kumbh Mela is January, so what is that? 3 months later, the BBC caught up with that same environment minister bathing in the Sangam. And he said, what's going on? Look, I'm from Varanasi. I'm a Brahmana. I have to bathe in Yamuna and Ganga. But my knowledge as the environment minister means I'm not going to let it enter my gates. He was bathing like this. You know, he was bathing like that, covering up the gates of his holes, and he was bathing in the water. Pretty funny. Yeah, I have to bathe in Ganga and Jamuna, but my knowledge of the environment minister, I'm not going to let her enter my gates. You know, interesting stuff. I asked Jayadwaita Maharaj, Maharaj, what is your feeling about this? 75 lakhs of Indians will not care. He goes, they're going to bathe anyway. They want liberation. They want moksha anyway. Should we care if the water is polluted or not? Well, it depends where you're at. If you bathe in the Ganga, indeed, so many diseases goes away. In fact, they've even done research. Mosquito larvae cannot produce in water of the Ganga. It just doesn't produce. Now, it doesn't mean the pollution's not there, but let's just say the pollution's not going to mean. Now, are you going to drink that stuff? Well, what we do is that some devotees, they use ultraviolet radiation to nuke any bugs there. Some people will boil it and filter it with some cotton, like that. And then they throw it through a filter, and then they use it for their deities. Could do. These are some things you can do if you're going to do it. I used to do, when I was a younger puppy, I used to do Vrindavan Parikrama. And I used to collect a liter every day, a liter bottle. And I would let it sit. So any garbage water went to the bottom. And I would filter it through cotton. And then I would boil it, and then I would use it for my deities. Skim it off and use it for my deities. So it gives you some idea about drinking. There may be a difference between bathing and drinking, like this. Sirasya Dharayamyaham, put it on your head. That's an easy way out. If you're doing Nirjal Vrata or something like that, it's an easy way out. So I've described a few things, a few practical things about Radhakund and Shyamakund. Now another thing is, the Utsav happens, the festival is midnight, but it's also on the whole day. The tithi is on the whole day. So some devotees, they also go during the daytime. They can be peaceful. They can spend time offering vandana to Sriji. and Radha, in the banks of Radhakunda, and like that. And without the karmakandic hassle and the crowds, huge crowds of midnight. The last story I want to mention is the dangers of it. Friend of mine, a couple, Punjabi couple from Punjabi Bagh, naturally, and they came from Delhi to for Radhakund Prakat Leela one night. Now, the road from Chatikara to Radhakunda, sometimes they block it up. It was construction that year. Sometimes only buses are allowed, things like that. So the tempos may be running, who knows. But so that particular year, they blocked off that road. The only way you could get back was on the Govardhan to Mathura road. So when they were coming back after Radhakund Snan, 1 o'clock, 1:30 in the morning, they were driving back, oh, in their little car, whatever it is, Maruti Suzuki, whatever it is. And some gundas, some thieves, put a tree across the road. And some people ahead of them, they were turning around and going back. And she was wondering, what are they doing, you know? And then some gunda came up to their car window with a country pistol and stuck it in the window. And she thought, oh God, all right, Sriji, I'm going to die now. You know? And her husband ducked and floored it, the accelerator. You know, the vehicle turned around and went back, whatever it is. And they heard a click of the country pistol, but it was a country pistol. It went click. And you know, evidently there was no cartridge in the chamber or something like that. So they got off lucky. You know, and she told me, she said, we had gold on our necks and this and that, they would have made something. Ah, you know, 20,000 rupees, 30,000 rupees. But they would also killed you, you know. So it's something to think about. At nighttime, it can be dangerous. If you're with a bus with a lot of devotees, a lot of people, not such a big deal. There is going to be everybody and his brother out there and sister. It's going to be a big crowd, which was not the same as it was 25, 35 years ago. If you want to go in the daytime to offer respects to Sriji, you can. There's another one way we can do for some devotees. And the third way is manasa. If those people have gone to Radhakund before, they can sit there in the mind and they can offer her vandana and prayers to her. In 1985, Prabhupada's godbrother, he left his body at 93 years old in March of 2009. So I approached him and I asked him, if it's more than 24 hours, then worshipping your deity, what to do? You're on the train or something like that, because of those days I was. And he said, manasa, do it by mind. So Prabhupada didn't teach us how to do manasik seva. So I was confused and I said, what Krishna accepted is the same as the external worship? Maharaj was a firecracker. He didn't like stupid questions. And he would not hesitate to blast anybody he wanted to. He would blast you in one sentence and then he would go into bhava and cry and just totally forget the whole thing, you know, in the next sentence, you know. That was Maharaj's nature. So he screamed at me, why not? Provided the love is there. Oh, really, the love is there, you know. So I understood. You chant the same mantras and you do the same exact procedure. You're dirty, you're unable to go. People can do that in their menstrual period or whatever it is, if they have deities to worship or something. Somebody else can worship, that is better. Somebody else can cook, that's better. I asked my godbrother's Bengali wife about that. She said, in Bengali culture, ladies would never do anything during their period. It was a four-day vacation. We could chant 1 lakh of rupees, 1 lakh of rounds. 1 lakh of rounds we could chant in our room. We would not go to the temple. We could wash our husband's cloth, but you could not touch the dry cloth. It was a vacation, a well-earned rest. We would just chant our rounds and forget about everything. Prabhupada did say that in emergencies in the West, if there was no one else to do, then they could do it. But ideally, somebody else should do it. So there is a mood about it. So in Bhav Seva, the body is not contaminated. We are servants of Krishna. We are the residents of Goloka in Bhav Seva. So in Bhav Seva, you can offer your mental desires to the Supreme Lord and His consort. And if it is done sincerely with love, then it is even better than the external offering that you do. As long as it is done desperately, with desperate feeling. So some devotees who are unable to go for sickness, for any reason, manasa, you can go by mind, like that. You can go in the daytime with your friends, or you can go at night. If you go at night, do not be alone, like that. Better to travel in groups. Now, interestingly enough, Chanakya Niti says that. Eat alone, he says. Evidently, other people will not be envious of what you're eating. So eat alone, he says. Study in twos. Study in groups of twos. It's a win-win. You're forced to think about what the other person would like to study about. Travel in threes, he said. Best to travel in threes. Sing in fours. And fight with as many people as you got. Chanakya says in Niti Shastra. So you can keep all this in mind for Radha Kund Seva. Sriji not only enlivens Krishna's pastimes in Sringar Rasa, but she enlivens all the relationships of Krishna. In Adi Leela chapter 4, the confidential reasons for Lord Chaitanya's appearance, there it is mentioned that Gauranga appeared to taste all the relationships. So to think that his consort Sriji is not going to help us taste all the relationship is a little bit far-fetched. She does manifest herself in different ways, in different relationships. And she's dear to all the devotees of Vrindavan. Another thing about it to think about, Vrindavan is a village. Everybody knows everybody. So Stai Bhava means fixed mentality. Our mentality is fixed in our relationship with Krishna. It is the best for us, irregardless of what that relationship may be. Externally, it may not be the so-called quote-unquote highest rasa with Krishna. But for you, it's great. It's all you want and you don't care for anything else. And Krishna is ready. As Adi Leela chapter 4, verse 19 says, whichever way my devotee worships me, I reciprocate accordingly. That is my natural position. So, you can call Krishna, address Krishna according to what you want. It doesn't mean Krishna will call you back that way, right away. Although he will reciprocate in due course of time. The business is, Narottam Das Thakur says, Dake. You have to beg. You have to beg, pleadingly beg. Then the Supreme Lord will be very kind. Vrindarani will be very kind. Sriji, Srimati Radhika will be very kind. They're kind to their devotees. You call out to them, you beg to them. And if you beg to them, then they're kind. Now, sometimes they don't reciprocate. This is described, 10th Canto, chapter 32, verse 20. If they do that to you in the heart, all the devotees want reciprocation from the Lord and His consort and the eternal residents of Vrindavan in the heart. Sometimes they don't come. Vishwanath Chakrabarti Thakur's Sarartha Darshani commentary of that shloka, 10th Canto, 32, 20. Krishna's used to speak to me, but He hasn't come lately. What have I done? All of my devotional service is useless. So the devotee, thinking thus, tries to purify himself. And Krishna sits back and smiles and watches. When the pain becomes so great, because the devotee wants reciprocation from Krishna and calls out to Krishna, then Krishna smilingly gives a little darshan. So the devotee thinks, oh, my Lord didn't forget me after all. The Supreme Lord loves me after all. Then he disappears, creating the circle all over again. So if they don't come in your heart, then they want you to chant more. And this is what Kartik is for. Increase it. Whatever you're doing this Kartik, next Kartik, you have to increase it. Think about it. It is not what you give the Supreme Lord. It's what's behind your back. Your kama, krodha, lobha, moha, matsarya. When you give that, then he starts to become very friendly and very open with you. In the heart. Another game changer. I'll mention two. One game changer is Tulsi Rani Seva. The more you love her, the more she opens up doors that you thought were closed. In the material world, you want to get a hold of somebody, write their mobile number down. But in the evening, they're fried. They just want their peace. They want to shut off their phone. But their spouse rarely does. So you call her up. Hey, I'm looking for your husband. You know where in the hell that guy is? You know? He's right here. Be smart about it. You want to go to the Supreme Lord, go through his spouse, go to his dear one. She's got a direct connection to you. And she can get your foot in the door. Prabhupada's godbrother said, if it wasn't for Radharani's kindness, the servants of Radharani wouldn't give a fig for Krishna. Who is this guy? You know? Of course, the coward boys will never be like that. Our Pran Sakha is always right. Whatever he says is always right, you know? And although some of them, the Priyanarma Sakhas, when Krishna's not there and the gopis are there, they take the side of the gopis. And when the gopis are not there and Krishna's there, they take the side of Krishna. But I saw one aspect in Don Kelly comedy where one had the guts to tell her off that, sorry, ma'am, you are wrong. And I thought, that is interesting. If he's going to say to her face that she's wrong, she must really be wrong in his eyes, you know. It's interesting stuff. So, Dake, we have to beg. Next game changer. Tulsi Rani is a game changer. She can get your foot in the door faster than anything else. Bhakti Chaitanya Karani and Sarva Sobhagyavardhani. The next game changer is Ekadasi, Vratam. That's coming up. 3 days. 3 days, 23rd. Sunday. Whatever. It is a game changing. Now, there's so much there in Hari Bhakti Vilas, chapter 12, about the effectiveness of Ekadasi. The next day, you try it. The next day, the Lord in the heart will reciprocate with you better than you've ever seen in your entire life. So you start to wonder, where have I been all these years? It's actually a fact. So Ekadasi is so dear. There's some heavy stuff. Hari Bhakti Vilas says, you could have been a, it didn't matter what your occupation in the daytime was. You could have been a thief, a robber, a prostitute, doesn't matter. You did Ekadasi, you're liberated anyway. That's how effective Ekadasi is. Now what about eating on Ekadasi? Well, if you're preaching, you get away with it. How many people are preaching? 1% or less? Like that. Now, this is a heavy shloka to scare the hell out of you. To have sex with your mother is good. To kill Brahmins and eat the flesh of cows is good. But not to eat an Ekadasi. Really heavy shloka. Wah! Scare the hell out of me. Wah! You know, and that's what the shloka is supposed to do. You know, it's good. Keep it in mind, we're going to have a festival. His Grace Achila from Moscow is going to take sannyas on that day. Gopal Krishna Maharaj will give him. And we're going to have an all-night utsav. You're invited. You, your brother, your friend, everybody. And anybody, and if you're worried about your grandfather, grandmother, your stupid teenage kid that doesn't listen to you anymore, just increase Ekadasi. And the next day on Dwadasi, you can say, my dear Lord, can you do something about XYZ? Like that. Now, suppose they don't change as quick as you'd like it to be. Then it means that you have to increase your Ekadasi. That's all. Krishna wants you to give a little more. When you give something to Krishna, he says, thank you very much. Could you give a little more? And the devotee thinks, yeah, I can give a little more. And you offer that to Krishna. And he goes, thank you very much. Could you give a little more? How am I going to give any more? Think about it. Ask your friends, how are you going to give a little more? And if you present a little bit more to Krishna, he says, thank you very much. Can you give a little more? He's not interested in what you give him. He wants what's behind your back. And as soon as you give him, then he starts to reciprocate in the heart. Hridayanath. So we mentioned a few things. How to relate to Shyamakund and Radhakund. We mentioned about the story from Bhagavatam that Gopi Puranadana gave from Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur Saratha Darshani Tikka about how Radhakund, 20 verses about Radhakund's Prakat Leela. We mentioned about game-changing Tulsi Rani and game-changing Ekadasi Vrata. Now, Abhyasa, we mentioned about Manasik Seva. You can go by the mind. You can go in the daytime. If you go at night, please stay in groups as much as possible. Don't go in separate cars or stuff like that. Dangerous business. You know, like that. And Hare Krishna. Yeah, we're late, as usual, you know. Everything in Vrindavan is late, you know. If it's on time, be surprised, you know. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Sri Radha Kund Prakat Leela Ki Jai. Sri Sri Gornatai Krishna Baladao Dono Bayad. Radha Shama Sundaladita Vishaka Devi Tulsi Rani Ki Jai. Samaveda Bhakti Vrinda Ki Jai. Hare Krishna. Yeah. You gotta come to the Goshala.
Yeah.
Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Ram Ram Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare. Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Rama